producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Jocelyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Jocelyn. What's on your mind?
I have a question about my daughter.
Okay.
I have a 2.5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay.
And my 1-year-old has just recently, she's almost ready to walk. So the sibling rivalry has begun.
Escalated,
and,
yeah.
Yes, definitely. So the problem I'm dealing with, I think, is very common, but I don't know how to deal with it. And the way I have been dealing it, I think, is not correct.
Okay.
So,
tell me what you've been doing. What the problem is and what she's doing.
So the problem is, you know, there's the one toy in the corner of the room that nobody wants. And then the baby wants it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, my oldest daughter...
Come and take it. It's mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
She yanks it out of her hand, or
yep.
she pushes her down.
Yep.
So what I've been doing, which I realize now is the same thing that you talk about that you did with your daughter, where it's like, no, we don't hit. So I yank it out of my oldest hand... And then I say, no, you don't, you know, give it to your sister. And then I give it to the baby. But, I mean, I'm doing the same thing that she's doing to her sister. I'm doing to her, I feel.
Okay.
So.
I think it's not bad, but there needs to be a larger context here.
Okay.
Tell one of the ways of dealing with this, because what we really need to do, again, saying to what I would probably do... Well, let me back off a little bit, because I was going to say, it's not a terrible solution, but it gives her face time for being naughty. She'll have a heart attack, as you know. She'll have a temper tantrum, and then you have to deal with her. And it also, unfortunately, sends the message to the 1-year-old, who will figure it out very quickly, here's a way to get my sister in trouble. So it's not, it's not a terrible solution, but probably what I would, again, let's back off this particular issue and get a larger context, and then we'll come back to it. What we need to do is help older child understand there's a huge advantage at this moment to being a big sister. And what I would point out is big sisters get to stay up later. Big sisters get to watch television. Big sisters, are you bottle feeding, breastfeeding? How are we feeding the 1-year-old?
Bottle feeding.
Okay. That if the 2.5-year-old comes and maybe reads you a story or you read her a story when you're feeding the 1-year-old, the idea being that helping the 2.5-year-old understand that she gets special attention for being 2.5. And the nicer she is to her baby sister, the more attention she gets. Because otherwise, she will figure out that basically being naughty is the only way to really get your attention away from the 1-year-old. So
okay.
It has to be that larger context. And because then you can say to the 2.5-year-old, wow, you know, you were so nice to give your baby sister that toy that you get a gold star. And when you get 2 gold stars, you get to do whatever. All right? Because otherwise, it's just you took it from your sister. You get to go back to your sister. She'll then have a temper tantrum. Then you're saying, you know, you can't behave like this. Or she'll go clobber the 1-year-old. And then she has to be punished for that. So it's not that there's, and you can see that there's no obvious perfect solution to the notion of the younger kid took the toy and now that the older kid wants it. And again, it will teach the younger child, here's a way to get mom's attention as well. All I have to do is pick up a toy. My sister will slug me. I then cry. Mom will come and give me both the toy and the attention. So, and so what we want is a larger kind of context in that of their huge advantages to being the big sister and being nice to your sister. and you get gold stars for it. When we're giving the baby her lunch, if you come and read a story, and of course the younger sister will adore the older sister, even if she's clobbering her, because that's younger mm-hmm. kids really like older sister. So try, rather than punishing this in and I'll tell you what I would do, rather than giving the toy to the kid, what I would do is your daughter takes the toy, you go and play with the kid. Because that's really, I think, a more powerful lesson. As you point out, if big people could just take toys from little people, exactly as you say. All right, mm-hmm. little big person takes it from littler person. Mom, who's bigger, takes it from me. So, you know, that's not really the lesson. The lesson is you're going to get a lot more attention for doing good than doing wicked. And if you just ignore the fact she's taking the toy, except to give the younger child the attention. Now, the problem is that it's teaching the younger child that if she hollers enough, she'll get attention, but she's probably already knows that. So it's not reinforcing that a whole lot. So, Jocelyn, you hear that I think that the larger issue is not what do we do when the younger child takes the toy, because that's, and again, I think the it's not a perfect solution, but ignore the 2.5-year-old and focus on the 1-year-old, because understand that the gold standard here in the toy, it's mom's attention. So if the 2.5-year-old figures that what I do is get the kids, you know, mom's attention diverted to the enemy, she's less likely to do it. At the same time, giving her huge clues about how to get your attention, which is to be nice, to rub the 1-year-old's feet, and to tell her stories, and to hold her hand, and make sure that the frying pans are very far away from your 2.5 daughter's reach, so she doesn't clobber the kid. So I think, give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Alrighty, so we get the point that what we're trying to do, I mean, that's the tricky part about parenting, is not punishing, but sort of seeing the long perspective, having that perspective, because kids certainly don't, and understanding what we're really trying to do is not set up a rivalry between the kids. I mean, sibling rivalry is a real phenomenon, and the rivalry isn't for a toy, as I mentioned, it's for the parents' attention. So if instead of doing that, what you can do is, and it's kind of what we were talking about the issue about rejection last hour. If you can help a child understand that there's a huge advantage to being nice, to being a big sister, to helping mom, to sharing our toys, then you've gone a long way to helping that child become not only socialized, but actually a nice human being. Okay, so enough about children, at least temporarily. You know I'm a great fan of sleep. I remember reading a quote from Katharine Hepburn years ago, and I remember someone asked her to what she owed her longevity, and she said at least one day a week, she would turn off the phones, get into bed, pull up the covers, and spend the entire day in bed not talking to a soul. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, what a waste. And now I think, wow, what a good idea. So I think that sleep is, you know, people spend, especially women, but men are spending it too, spend gazillions. I think it's like a $3 trillion industry or something huge about cosmetics and facelift and Botox and all this stuff to make it forever young and beautiful, of course, none of which actually works, but nevertheless. And it turns out that one of the cheapest and best and most effective beauty aids is really just getting 8 hours sleep. And it turns out that in addition to that, and I've mentioned before that there was a study done a bunch of years ago that suggested that they took high school or college athletes who are presumably very strong and in very good shape, and they sleep deprived them for 3 days, no sleep at all. And what they found is that they could induce schizophrenic-like symptoms in them after 3 days. And these are perfectly healthy people. So the idea of sleep deprivation. And we've gotten to the point in our society that, you know, wow, I only need 2 hours sleep. This is perhaps an unfortunate topic to take up with Nathan today, since he has gotten no sleep overnight. But nevertheless, that sleep really does seem to mend the frazzled coil. I know it's a misquote, but nevertheless, you get the point. And it turns out that now they're saying that sleep can actually affect the size of your brain. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. And if you want to talk about if you've got sleep issues or sleep problems or just dreams, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Alrighty, so we're talking about the brain. You know, one of the interesting statistics is that we've learned more in the last 10 years than probably everything else combined up to that point about the brain. And I was in medical school, I guess I was in medical school about 20-some years ago. And I remember at the time people saying, well, we're right at the cusp of being able to understand exactly how the brain works. And which, look, I'm a psychologist, so the idea of being able to understand how the brain works, woo, baby. And I did a lot of work in neuropathology, which was after people had given up the ghost, I got their brain to study. And, you know, at the end of that, and it was intense and it was state of the art and it was really interesting. And at the end of that, I understood how you move your finger, but in terms of personality and memory continues to astound and amaze us because there's so many different areas that we're, every time we think we've mapped out the memory in the brain. And I think there at this point, there are like 7 or 8 different areas. We found another one. And I talked before about the idea that, that meaningful music seems to open other pathways back to memory, which is, again, it's not documented neurologically yet, but it's documented in terms of, you know, mother-in-law research of anecdotal information. But so this is an interesting, as I said, I've always been a fan of sleep, and more so the older I get. As I, you know, as a kid, I was like everybody else, wow, I could get along on 3 hours sleep. And part of it is you have a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of work to do, especially in school. But I tend not to play those games so much anymore. And I'm also a great fan of naps. We love naps. I mean, even 20 minutes, I'm a great power napper. At one point in my life, I was doing 3 hours of radio every day and 8 hours of television every day. And I would the reason I could do it is I would take a 20-minute nap in between stuff, and not the world's smartest thing to do, but nevertheless. So what they did, this is an interesting study, and I'm not sure exactly how they figured it out, because it seems like it's almost one of those accidental findings. They looked at about 150 adults between the ages of 20 and 84, and they did MRI scans, which are not inexpensive to do, to examine the link between sleep problems like insomnia and brain volume. All right, and what we know, and we knew this, we've known it conclusively since MRIs and CAT scans, but we knew it before at autopsy, is that in severe brain problems like Alzheimer's, that it's called pathognomonic, that you get boxcar ventricles, that the ventricles that are usually kind of rounded, not kind of rounded, they are rounded in a normal brain. And we now can see it in an MRI, but before it had to be an autopsy, because that was the only way you could see what the brain looked like, that they became squared off, and hence the term boxcar ventricles, and with devastating results, including memory loss and loss of just essentially everything, serious Alzheimer's. So what they did in this particular study is they did MRIs, and then they did another one 3.5 years later. Now, how they figured this out, I don't know, but they did. And they said that about a third of the people met the criteria for poor sleep health, and however they defined that. And they said that those with sleep problems had a more rapid decline in brain volume or size over the course of the study than those who slept well. Now, someone is going to be wise enough to say, well, which is chicken and which is egg? Is that they couldn't sleep because their brain was deteriorating, or their brain deteriorated because they couldn't sleep? The logic would probably support the latter, but it's not terribly clear when it comes to physiology. And over 60, things became even more dramatic. So the idea being that poor sleep patterns can actually contribute to dementia. So that if sleep can lead to memory loss, the size of the brain would also be affected. A little less obvious and linear, but nevertheless. We know that lack of sleep can lead to all sorts of problems. Poor sleep can affect our immune system, we know that, our cardiovascular health, weight, and memories, and we still don't know why. Studies have shown that poor sleep can cause protein buildup in the brain that attacks brain cells, so we're still trying to put the piece of the puzzle together. Because believe it or not, even after all these years of human history and medicine and science, is we don't actually know why people sleep. I mean, we can make all sorts of assumptions, but in terms of hard data and why we dream, one of the assumptions has been it's just kind of like a memory, you know, it's just like a drop, you know, just getting rid of all that stuff. But that doesn't fit the data very well. People think that sometimes dreams are meaningless, which also doesn't fit the data very well. There are obviously effective treatments for sleep problems. But the question is, if you improve the quality of people's sleep, can you slow the rate of brain volume loss? Because that's what we don't want to do. As your brain shrinks, so does your ability to function. So the idea being that if we could help everyone, and a third of the people, that's a huge number of people, right? He said the same thing I said, which is not what the article itself says. Is the sleep problem that causes the atrophy, or is it the atrophy that causes the sleep problems? And obviously that's something hopefully we're going to be sorting out in the next couple of years. But in the meantime, what does that mean for those of us who are presumably in relatively good health and have our memories are relatively intact? And the answer is, get enough sleep. That if in fact, as our brain shrinks, we're going to have more trouble sleeping, it certainly means that in the meantime, where we don't have those problems, that we should get the appropriate amount of sleep. And we know that whenever you go to bed, you should get up about the same amount of time. And people think, well, all right, I'll sleep in on the weekends. And what you'll find, if you're one of those people who slept in on the weekends, what you'll find on Monday morning, ta-da, is that you're having sleep problems. You're having a headache. You're feeling a little groggy. You can't concentrate as well. So when you go to bed, is not as important as maintaining a consistent level of arising when you get up in the morning, all right? So take that into consideration. The notion that somehow you can make up sleep deprivation does not seem to be the case. I know all of us feel like, okay, if I can just make it to the weekend, I'll be okay. But if you can sort of try and have more consistent sleep patterns, and I know we all have busy lives, so it's not completely positive to do it or completely capable of doing it. But if you can shoot for it, and instead of sort of feeling that it's a symptom of great superiority to get less sleep, understand that you're not doing your brain much of a favor, that getting to bed at a reasonable amount of time, sleeping in an atmosphere that allows you to be relaxed. It turns out that the average amount of time that it takes, if you're not sleep deprived, to go to sleep is about 20 minutes. So if you're falling asleep as soon as your head hits the pillow, you're probably not getting enough sleep. All right. Be careful about naps. As you know, I'm a great fan of them. I think they're great. But don't nap too close to bedtime or you'll find yourself not being able to sleep at night. All right. So if you have some questions about sleep, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, I have an issue with, I have a nephew getting married in July, this coming July, and I really don't want to be a part of this wedding, and I will give you the reasoning behind that.
Okay.
He and his fiance have been living together for, I'm going to say, 3-4 years now.
Okay.
I'm going to guess she's in the 27-28 years of age, and he is the same. They've been living with my brother, which is none of my business. I have, you know, no comments about that. However, they have made it very well known that they are both having affairs with other people.
Ah!
And Yeah.
Wow.
They all work for the same company, which is a large company, and I have another nephew and his wife also work at this company, as well as my brother, who's the father of this groom-to-be.
How did you find out about this? Who told you?
Oh, they make it very public on Facebook.
So your nephew says we're having an affair? I'm having an affair with somebody?
He makes it very public with this other woman that he's seeing. And everybody on the job site know all this, and it's just sort of a joke.
Does the fiancé know?
Anyhow, oh, she's having an affair with another guy. I don't know if they know each other. Like, if they both know that they're messing around, I'm going to assume yes, because they have no qualms about being so open about
either of their relationships. They're having sex, and not friends, but they're actually having sex.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, my issue is I'm thinking, okay, so now you expect other family members and friends to, you know, take time off work, go out of town because they don't live in the same town as I do, and take part in what I consider to be a joke. I mean, I just don't know how to get out of this.
Okay.
Like, obviously, if I say I don't want to come, my brother's going to say, well, what the heck?
All right, and you would say to him, they're both having a...
I don't know what to say. That's the problem.
Well, oh, yeah.
Because when I think of saying, well, the kids are not even faithful to each other, then I hear your voice in my ear saying, that doesn't help anybody.
Okay, let me give you a completely different point of view on this, and then we'll sort of negotiate with one another, all right? Because you can do whatever you want to do, obviously. What if both of them had the idea that they were... do you know about the Amish tradition of Devil Year? Let me explain it to you. I knew nothing about it. And, in fact, watched a documentary about it, which I thought was going to be softcore porn, and I was going to watch the first 3 minutes and then not watch it. And it turns out to be very interesting because the Amish community of Mennonites, and I actually spent, I was in second, third grade. I lived in York, Pennsylvania, so I had a bunch of friends who were Amish. And it turns out it's a very fundamentalistic sort of sect, let's call it, that has very specific rules. And one of the things that they do with kids when they turn 18 is they say, go out into the world and experience everything except you can't get pregnant. So you can have sex, drugs, rock and roll, you have to use condoms, and then come back after 2 years and decide if you want to join the sect, because it has very specific rules. And once you're here, you can't have sex outside of marriage, and you can't, I think you can't drink as well. Like, I'm not Amish, but and I don't remember all of it because it was a while ago. But the basic, very specific rules. And their notion, which I find incredibly smart and kind of refreshing as opposed to judgmental, is, look, how do you know to opt for one lifestyle unless you've experienced options? So let's apply the Amish Devil Year to your nephew and his fiance for a moment, just as a hypothetical construct, that they are saying marriage is for a long time, so let's sow our wild oats now. We are committed to one another, and once we are married, then we are going to adhere to the laws of the church, and we are going to be very chaste, we're going to be very loyal, we're going to be very faithful, we're going to be very committed to one another. So that's at least the possibility, which gives you then the possibility of going to your nephew and saying, Charmer, you know, I've seen your website. It seems to me that you are messing around, to put, you know, not to find a word on it, as is your fiance. And I'm just wondering how you view your marriage vows as affecting this. And he will either say, it's none of your business, or, you know, you're old-fashioned, you're a fogey, at which point, as far as I'm concerned, you can send him a card and skip the wedding, because as far as you're concerned, you'd be participating in something that's more than a little hypocritical. However, I would also then, so one possibility is just ask. And you don't have to necessarily ask your brother, although I suppose you could. I mean, technically you could say, look, it just seems to me that there's a disconnect here between what a wedding is and their behavior, and I'm just a little curious about what your stance is on it, because you're the one who's footing the bill, which is probably better than fitting the bill. I did it again. That you're footing the bill. So I'm just curious about how you reconcile this, and you can ask him as a question, rather than making a judgmental statement of, gee, you know, this seems to me that if you look at their Facebook page, both of them are less than committed to one another. And I'm just curious about how you reconcile this with the notion of how we were brought up with a wedding. All right, so you can ask him, you can ask your nephew, and you can be curious rather than furious. The other option of thinking about a wedding is if the requirement of being at a wedding was that everybody had to approve of the bride and groom, everybody would elope. Because half the people think that he's not good enough for her, the other half think that she's pregnant, the other half don't like the other family. So the requirement of being at a wedding is not that you approve of the duo, not that you approve. It's just that you're showing up because somebody that you care about, whether it's the family of the bride, the family of the groom, the bride, tradition, they were in your wedding, whatever. The reasons why people show up at a wedding have absolutely nothing to do with giving the stamp of approval to the couple. It just doesn't. Never has. It's a statement that says, in this life, it's a lonely existence, that showing up, if we can make a difference, is something we do, not necessarily for the other person, but for us. It's how we feel connected. It's how we feel that we exist. So, having said all that, do I think you have to go to the wedding? No, I don't. But I think you're going to create some problems that are probably not worth it to create. Not only with your brother, with your nephew, but if you've got kids, you're going to get the family. You're going to start a civil war. Do we agree with Anne or disagree with Anne?
That's what I'm afraid of.
And so what I would probably do in your circumstances, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay to ask the questions ahead of time. Or you can decide, to hell with it, I don't really care, it's not my business, I'm just going to go, show up, do a minor check or, you know, whatever, or send them a card, or that my present is my presence, and do whatever you want. But my issue for you not going is it going to create more problems for you than it's worth? If you feel strongly enough about it, then I think you're allowed to do what you want to do. But again, with crisis rights, the deal is we show up not because we approve, but because it's part of the social structure. It's part of the social fabric. So, and as far as I'm concerned, you can go minimal amount of time. You and your husband can go check into the motel motel. And you can certainly ask or not ask any of those questions ahead of time. I just wanted to give you options that might ease the emotional burden that I'm sure you're feeling at this moment.
Yeah. If I were to ask these questions, because we live in two separate cities about 5 hours apart, it would be proper to ask them in person, correct?
Well, like, not necessarily. If you're already going to go. Yeah, I much prefer, since you've got till July, if there's a time that is going to be convenient where everybody's going to be face-to-face, I think it's a great idea because you're going to get much more information. And it's not, you can't hang up on somebody in a restaurant. You can on a phone.
Right.
Tone. And when you're talking about important emotional issues, I much prefer face-to-face. But I don't want you to go to the wedding and ask at that moment, because at that moment,
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
If you can do that beforehand, and of saying, look, I really have something important I need to talk with you about, and it's been weighing on my conscience, and can you and I agree to meet in Cincinnati or something halfway in between for the weekend? I'll buy you lunch. I mean, however you want to do it. My preference is certainly face to face, but I don't want you to do it at the wedding, because I think it'll give you and everybody else a huge stomach ache. All right, so now you have some options.
I should speak to the nephew prior to speaking to my brother. Like, what if my brother doesn't know of this?
Well, all he has to do is
the whole Facebook scene.
Well, but you can explain. You can ask him and say, "Look, have you checked out Facebook? Because it seems to me, I mean, you can certainly go to the nephew first. He's a grown up human being, and father's not really responsible.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, preference would probably be going to nephew, and then nephew. I mean, the invitations probably haven't been sent out, and if you make the nephew unhappy enough with you, maybe it will solve the problem because he won't invite you.
Okay.
Okay, that was a little sneaky on my part. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, man.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key.
Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so guess who I got an email from today? Da-dum-dum. Dear valued customer, on September 8th, we confirmed our payment data system has been breached, which could potentially impact customers using payment cards at our U.S. and Canadian stores. On September 18th, we confirmed that the malware, I love these terms, used in the breach has been eliminated from our U.S. and Canadian stores, and that we have completed a major payment security project that provides enhanced encryption of payment data at point of sale throughout our U.S. stores. Home Depot. And what they're saying is we're offering customers who used a payment card at Home Depot store in 2014 from April on 12 months of free identity protection services, including credit monitoring, beginning on September 19th. We apologize for the frustration and anxiety. Visit our website where you'll find frequently asked questions, helpful tips. But they want all my information. I don't know about this. They said, you know, if you don't trust us, why would that be? Here's a phone number. You can call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT, I think, or something. I don't know. I spent several hours on the phone this morning with Amex because someone, as I said last week, had taken my... They didn't take my credit card. I had my credit card. They just took the number, which is even scarier in some ways. I mean, I had the damn number, the card. There we go. All right, I'm whining. 855, it's modern technology. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. My question to you is, I'm having like a little problem. I'm like going through weight loss.
Okay.
I'm writing in my journals.
Good girl.
But I'm not finding the problem. I don't know why I can't. I'm a procrastinator and I give up. I just stop. I'll do great. Like I'll lose 60 pounds and then just stop.
Okay.
I never complete anything, Dr. Jordan.
Well,
never.
No. Don't say that to yourself, because if you say,
okay,
I'm the kind of person who never completes anything, guess what? You're not going to complete anything. If you say, you know what? Oh, and let's look at this. So how much weight have you lost so far, Joe?
Okay, this time I'm like 15 pounds down.
Good for you. Over what period of time?
About a month.
That's excellent. All right. So how long do you feel like you've been stuck?
Forever. I just...
No. You've lost 15 pounds, so...
Well, I'm getting it like now. I just left Whole Foods, so I got myself together. I was like, I'm not going to eat any chocolate. But I guess I don't...
Okay.
I don't know how long...
Let's do a couple things. First of all, if you view yourself as, I can never have another piece of chocolate as long as I live, you're putting yourself in a really compromised position, because, I mean, that's a terrible idea to never have chocolate the rest of your life. And in fact, chocolate is not terrible for you. But if you say to yourself, look, any week where I lose 2 pounds or more, on Saturday, I can have as much chocolate as I want.
Okay.
Then let's just take that example. What you've given yourself is a goal, a very specific goal. You're not saying I'm going to lose weight, or if I lose enough weight. You're being very specific. If I lose 2 pounds, and we can modify this, obviously. I'm just picking numbers. If I lose 2 pounds this week on Saturday, so we're picking a specific goal, a specific weight loss, a specific day, I can have as much chocolate as I want. Now, one of the things you will find is once you know that you can have as much as you want, you're not going to want all that much. If nothing else, you'll lose your taste for it. You'll get a headache from the caffeine, the sugar, whatever. All right, but just start off that way. And then what you can do is you can begin modifying that a little bit. You can say, all right, if I can go once a week, and I really would like to be more effective in my weight loss, maybe what I can do is, instead of having Saturday once a week, I can do every other Saturday. I can do the second and the fourth Saturday of any month. All right, so you can begin modifying. Again, keeping a very specific goal, very specific day, very specific poundage. And then what we can do, so we've taken care of the immediate. That's just called, you know, behavior modification, all right, biofeedback. All right, so that's number one. Number two, then what we could say is, what would, if I got to my ideal weight, what would that mean? What does weight mean to me? And I don't know if you've ever looked at that, but I've had clients in the past who, I had one client who was in a very unhappy marriage. And what she felt, and it took us a while in therapy to find it, because the issue was not weight loss per se.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was, she felt if she ever lost the weight and was really attractive to other men, that she would leave her marriage. That as long as she felt that as long as she was heavy, that no other man would be attracted to her, so she would not be tempted to leave her marriage. Well, obviously, I mean, that's gonna sabotage her out of nowhere, because the issue wasn't really weight. The issue was being in an unhappy marriage. So once we started looking at her marriage, that she could either improve it or leave it, or and part of it may very well have been her husband who said, wow, you know, you look really great, and became more possessive. I mean, there are all sorts of issues here. But the point being that we need to look at this on a couple of different levels. In terms of the weight loss, relatively easy to manage. And as you point out, you know, you've lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's half a person. So you know how to lose weight, number one.
Yeah, and I did find the problem. The problem is what you're saying, the underlying problem is self-sabotage. I do know that. Through looking at my journals and reading them over the years,
all right, so
main thing that stuck out was self-sabotage.
All right, so why are you sabotaging yourself? What's the subtext?
That's the reason why I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you what. I don't know if it's that I don't think
I deserve it. I don't know.
Well, be careful. I mean, you don't want to do psychobabble on yourself. You want to do emotional archaeology. You want to say, okay, what is it? If I were thin, and I don't know if thin is really the issue. I don't know if what would be the consequence. Are you single or are you married?
I'm single.
Okay. Do you want to be single or do you want to be married?
I date a lot, so that's not the issue. I have no problem with dating. My dating life is great.
Okay. Did you grow up with a mom and dad in the household?
I did.
Okay. Do you have a good relationship with both?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Were either of them heavy?
My mother was for a while, but she lost a lot of weight. And actually, my dad didn't like it, but she lost a lot of weight. She's kept it off for 20 years.
Okay. When you say your dad didn't like it, tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I have a West Indian family, so West Indian men tend to like women a little thicker. And so he just wasn't too pleased with it, you know, her losing weight. She lost 50 pounds.
All right, too much.
He didn't like it.
You hear the music. So what I need you to do is I want you to tell me how he displayed his dislike of it, how old you were at the time. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. Well, I'm going to start you off next hour. Dorothy, hang on for me. I'll get to you, I promise. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking a little bit about weight loss and how to get it off, how to keep it off, and why. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.